everyone. Welcome to Authors on the Air. I'm your host, Pam Stack. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Today is a very special, although unusual, day because normally you do not hear me broadcasting on the weekends. However, I came across a young author named Bailey Day, who wrote her first book at age 17, and she is now published. Her book just released on December 4th. It is called, I have to get this name right because it's pretty cool, The Amazing Imagination Machine by Bailey Day. Bailey is with me now. I had to talk to her on a Saturday because she's still in high school. So welcome to Authors on the Air, Bailey. How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing great. I'm thrilled to talk to you. Congratulations on the release of your first book at age 17. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Thank you.
How exciting for you.
Yes, it's very exciting.
We were talking in the green room a little bit, and you said you didn't know if it would ever happen, that you got so many rejections over and over and over again. I want you to know you sound like a veteran writer, because that's always the complaint. People are always worried if they're going to get published, and even those who have been around for a long time still worry about getting published. You know, I think it's a continuing issue. Tell me how you decided to write a book. I understand it's a very interesting story.
Well, it happened in fourth grade, right? Was when I really decided I wanted to be an author. Because what happened was that we were doing some writing assignment in class, and this kid in the class said, yeah, because, you know, boys write these stories about monster trucks and all this kind of stuff, and girls only write stories about, you know, little white puppies and pink bows. And I just thought that was so insulting, because I grew up on, like, TV shows and movies like Ghostbusters and, like, other stuff like that, which is kind of on the scarier side. So I thought, I like monsters. Why can't I write about what, you know, like, quote-unquote, boys write about? Which, so I guess it's interesting because it kind of started over spite I started writing. But then I found after I started writing, I really enjoyed it, and I've been doing it since then.
Since fourth grade?
Since fourth grade.
Wow. Are you a reader also, Bailey?
I am a reader. I wish I could say I was more of a reader. I always am like, I want to read so much more, but I feel like I never have time because I go and I write, and then it's like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, okay, I got to go to bed for school tomorrow instead of reading this book. So I wish I read more than I do right now, but I do think I would consider myself a reader.
Well, when you read, what genre do you like to read?
I really like mostly all genres, not so much adult books, but I really like middle grade, and I like young adult books that are more on the scarier side and suspenseful side. So more of thriller books. I'm not too into like romances. I can't stand that genre. I don't know why. But I love
You're not wired for it. I didn't start reading romance until way, 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 way late in life. I always read thrillers too. Who are some of your favorite authors? Who are people that you really like?
One of my favorite book series is by Alexander Gordon Smith. It's called Escape from Furnace. It's about these boys who go to this prison, and they're wrongly accused. At least most of them are wrongly accused, and then they're treated horribly in this prison, and the prison guards are turning them into monsters. And I just love that whole series. It's very dark. And it's very suspenseful, and it actually took me, like, 5 years to finish the series because I was so afraid of the first book that I finally buckled down and read the other four books in, like, 2 weeks or something, because I had to know what happened. And it haunted me for, like, 5 years, though, before I had the courage to read on. But he is one of my favorite authors.
Oh, that's fantastic. I have a book recommendation for you. There's a book called Six of Crows. Oh, and then the second one to that, there are two books. The second one is called Crooked Kingdom by Leigh Verdugo. I wholeheartedly recommend those books. They are so good. And she writes other series too.
Yeah.
But it is considered young adult, but I think some of our best new writers are young adult writers. So Congratulations on being in one of my favorite genres ever and the age group.
Thank you.
Too. You young writers are so creative, and so I like the fantasy genre, and you know, little bit of science fiction and suspense and all that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, first of all, your book, The Amazing Imagination Machine. Will you tell listeners, please, first of all, where the story idea came from, and then tell us a little bit about the book?
Well, the story idea is kind of odd because it didn't really start as like a complex plot at first. Because I just remember I was sitting on the – we were waiting for my dad and my brother to get back from fishing somewhere. And my mom and I just started telling her about all these monsters that really had nothing in common with each other. But she was like, I really think you got a good idea for a story here. And I was confused because I kept thinking of these monsters and thinking, okay, how can I put all these different monsters in a coherent story together? Which is kind of where the Amazing Imagination Machine came in. Because the Amazing Imagination Machine is about a boy named Jake. He's 16 years old, and his life comes to a screaming halt when his mom gets in the hospital and he's forced to stay a few nights at his Uncle Mark's house. Now, his Uncle Mark is this horror writer, and he thinks that's totally weird. We don't like horror writers here. But then his horror writer uncle tells him this story about this huge abandoned toy factory, which just so happens to be across the street from his house. And he tells the story of this creepy doll. And then Jake one day sees the creepy doll running around the house. And then he follows that creepy doll to the Amazing Imagination Machine, which is in the toy factory. And then when Jake pursues it through that machine, what he's thinking of at that time comes to life and out of the machine. And it just so happens that his worst nightmare is what he was thinking of when he passed through the Amazing Imagination Machine. So then he's forced to stop his creation and all the creations that his monster from the machine is making from other kids on the street.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of moving parts for a debut novelist, regardless of your age. It is a lot of moving parts. I want to ask you, how did you decide your process of writing? How did you, first of all, learn how to write? And then how did you put everything together? Did you outline it? Did you just kind of, you know, organically it came to you? So how did you learn how to structure a book?
It took a while, because when I was in fourth grade, obviously I thought I was just such this amazing high mighty writer, like I can write a book, that's pretty cool. And then I went to the Pacific Northwest Writers Association in Seattle.
Yes.
And realized I know nothing about writing. That first conference was really eye-opening to me because I was pitching this really bad book to agents. And I realized that after the conference that it really just wasn't that good. And so that definitely helped me. Though when I wrote The Amazing Imagination Machine, I actually wrote it for NaNoWriMo one year.
Right.
So I didn't have time to plot or do anything. I just kind of let it go. It was very organic in its first draft. But then once I started editing it and realizing it started as a middle grade book, and I realized it needed to be a young adult book because of the themes in it. So then I rewrote it, and I'm not good at writing down an outline and stuff, but I love talking about my story. So my mom, I call my sounding board. I'm like, just don't talk. I'm just going to tell you everything about this story and plot holes and all that stuff. So how I plot basically is I just tell someone how I see the story in my head. And usually when I say it out loud, I can realize what's wrong with the story before I start writing it.
Wow. Now, I want to backtrack a little bit. So you're at Pacific Northwest Writers Association, very highly regarded group, fantastic group. How old were you when you pitched your first book?
I think in eighth grade, so that was 4 years ago, which means I would have been 12 or would have been 13.
Now, well, how did they respond to you when you walked in and told them you wanted to pitch a book.
I was surely the youngest person in that room.
I imagine
kind of stood out a little bit, and I was wearing, I remember, this really flimsy like dress I would wear to church, which really wasn't appropriate for that place. A lot of people, like when I sat down in them, their first question was, "How old are you?" Which, you know, at the time of like 14, I went, "Doesn't matter," you know. And you know, I still think age doesn't necessarily matter, but I've learned that when you look older and more professional, you tend to get through somewhere. But I was still very young when I pitched this book, and they still took me, so that was pretty awesome.
It's fascinating to me. Was this the first book that you compiled? Did you go with your three chapters? Did you just go with a pitch? Did you go with the entire manuscript?
This was not my first book I tried that with. In all honesty, in my first year and for 3 years of the PNWA, I tried to pitch that first book I wrote in fourth grade. It was called X's World, and I had the pitch down. The first year I brought the whole manuscript, right? But then after that year, I realized the agent doesn't want you just to pass over to them an entire printed out manuscript.
Right.
I learned that very quickly. And so it took me a while to realize, you know, like what a pitch is and how to properly pitch. I'm sure my first pitch that I ever did was just awful. And I know it was just awful, you know, but I got better. And the funny thing about the Amazing Imagination Machine is I pitched it once. That year, just last year, I kept pitching X's World, and I pitched that to all the agents. And I just had the Amazing Imagination Machine out there. And my mom was like, "You should memorize a pitch for this just in case." And so at the very end of the pitch session, I saw John and Shannon. They're my editors, and they have no one in their line. But I knew they didn't take the kind of book X's World was. So I thought, you know what? Why not? I'll just pitch this book. And I pitched it once, and immediately they were like, "This sounds awesome. We want to hear it." And so then I went home and edited it for like 3 months. And then when I sent them the manuscript, they took it. So that was pretty amazing.
I am so impressed. What can you tell? You know, there are a lot of people who want agents. And they don't know how to do a pitch. How did you learn from Pacific Northwest Writers Association, right?
I did, yeah.
And what would you say are the most important things that a writer needs to say when they're doing a pitch? And how do they need to present themselves?
First off, presenting themselves, I would dress with the nicest clothes you have. I remember a few years at the PNWA, there was one guy who tried to get in wearing a cape and like a crown, and that's not appropriate, even if your book is a fantasy. You should wear the nicest clothes you have. That's how you present yourself, and act professional and try not to look nervous. I have been super nervous every year. I'm nervous when I talk to people, but if I just, you know, pull it together and like, you know, have my acting genes come out basically, then I can, you know, do better. And when you do a pitch, I took many classes on this. A lot of people, I fear, and I feel like they say too much. And when you do a pitch, you really shouldn't say too much. You should say what's really important. Usually the outline is say who the main character is, say who the antagonist is, and say what the problem is. You need to basically summarize your entire book in 30 seconds, and I know that's super hard, and it took me forever to figure it out. But if you can tell the agents what the problem is and how the character is going to solve that problem in a whole novel in 30 seconds, they'll usually consider you more. And a recommendation from me, and I know a lot of people don't do this, is to memorize it. It's super hard to memorize, especially when you're super nervous. But if you can just whip it off right there, I find that the agent's more impressed than if you put a piece of paper, you know, in front of you and read it off a piece of paper. And I know that's super hard, but that's usually impresses them more and ups the chance of them wanting to look at your book more. Because I know when I did that every year, I got 5 people interested in reading my book. Granted, they all rejected me each time, but I did get
a lot of people interested. Sure. So it was a matter of finding the right publisher and agent for you. But
yeah.
But at least you had interest, so you were refining your technique all the time. So just doing a synopsis from the back jacket of a book is not
it's
the
really
answer.
Hard. No,
it's not. But that's not the answer. You want to pitch a little bit less than that, but a little bit more in a short period of time. Correct?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah, you do.
So let's talk about your folks. What do they think about their daughter being a published author at 17?
They've been super supportive the whole time. I love my parents. I remember when John and Shannon called me the first time to offer me the offer. My parents and my brother were standing in this room just listening in on me and kind of eavesdropping because they were also so excited for me. So they, my mom has always taken me to the conferences in Seattle, and it's 4 hours away from where we live, so that's always been super helpful. And my dad's always encouraged me, and they've just been so encouraging, and I love them so much for it.
That's wonderful. Is your brother older or younger?
He's older than me.
And are you the only writer in the family?
Well, technically, yes. When it comes to like novel writing, I'm the only writing. But my brother's amazing, and he can do these amazing compositions. He's a really good writer at music, and I envy him for that gift because I cannot write music at all. But I love music, so we're both kind of writers, but we are different kinds of writers. My whole family is
more creative.
Yeah,
your whole family is creative. Are your folks creative also?
They teach the music department basically at my high school. My mom's the choir teacher, and my dad is band, orchestra, jazz band, all the guitar teacher. So we're all a very creative family. It's just they all got these music genes. And I can barely play piano or violin, so I did not get those genes. But I got different kind of creative genes.
You sure did. So, which begs the question, I'm assuming that you graduate next year from high school.
I do.
Are you going to pursue a college education in creative writing?
I am. I do plan. I've looked at the colleges in, like, Central Washington and WSU have a creative writing major. And I do plan to go to there, one of those schools. I don't know which one yet. But for now, I do plan on staying in town, doing the local community college and just getting an AA out of the way so I can write some of my own stuff for a while and hopefully get a book or two out there.
Now, what do your teachers think who know that you are a published author? Do you have a writing teacher or an English teacher?
I have an English teacher.
And do they know?
They do know. They're like my whole school knows, right? Because my parents teach at my school, and so they promote me all the time. Especially my mom and the librarian at my school is super nice. We've had like 3 or 4 days where I'm at the library and I just talk about my process, which has so helped because it's helped the whole school know about me. And it's funny because for 2 years I had the same English teacher in a row. And during that second year was when I was, like, getting emails from Shannon and John, from my editors. And my mom would get my emails first because she checks my email for me. And she'd interrupt my English class to tell me that, oh, my gosh, they want to read your whole manuscript. Or, oh, my gosh, they want to call you. That happened a lot. And I think that might have annoyed my English teacher a little bit. But you know what? He's supportive. He pre-ordered my book, so that's cool.
That's very cool indeed. Wow. So you've got, this is your first published book. Are you still trying to pitch the other one that you wrote from fourth grade, or are you going to re-edit that book? Are you putting it in the bottom shelf for right now? What's going on with that book?
I love that book so much. Still, it did teach me how to write. And my brother actually loves that book so much. He fell in love with it just as much as me. And he not only is smart with music, he's learning how to program. And so he's told me many times he wants to make that book into a video game. So I'm going to take that book, rewrite it a little bit, make it a script, and give it to him to make into a video game someday.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm not putting that book away per se, but I'm giving it to someone else basically.
you're just going to re-enter it in another way.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly
a good thing. Have you started writing book number two? Is this going to be a series or is this going to be a standalone?
I did write a sequel for The Amazing Imagination Machine. It's currently called The Dreadful Heart of the Beast Machine. That title may change. It's in serious need of editing, by the way. It is so bad right now, but it's okay. I will edit it. It takes place 10 years in the future from when The Amazing Imagination Machine takes place, and it actually is from the perspective of the little girl in the story, whose name is April May, 10 years older now. And so it's basically a sequel, but kind of both could be standalones in their own way. But after this second book, I don't plan on going anywhere more with this. Not that I don't like it, but I have no more ideas of how I could continue the story in any way.
Sure. And that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Do you have interest in writing outside of this particular kind of science fiction fantasy genre? You do. What else do you want to write?
Well, this is a book I consider more of a thriller and a horror. And I actually did write just a pure sci-fi book and kind of fantasy because there's aliens in it. I just wrote it. It's very long right now. I need to condense it. It's called Lost the World. It's about this little boy. When he was young, he was abducted by aliens, basically, and these aliens are forcing him to train to kill this government leader, basically, in their universe, and things go horribly wrong, obviously, and that book is in the works right now.
My goodness. Bailey Day, published author at 17, started writing at fourth grade. So you are on your way to a very successful writing career, it sounds to me like.
Thank you.
Tell everyone where they can find you on the webs, please.
You can find me at Facebook at Author Bailey Day, and also that same thing on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also check out my website, which is authorbaileyday.com.
Bailey Day, it has been just a really cool thing talking to you. You're so smart, and I love your advice about pitching because I think that's really important. And I hope when your next book comes out that you will come back and visit me again.
I would love to.
And congratulations and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
I hope
a lot of people buy your book to give for gifts because it sounds like a fun read. And
thank you. And
good luck to you. We'll talk soon, I promise you. Okay?
Awesome.
All right, Bailey.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's our show for tonight, folks. I'm glad you've been with me. I want to thank you, and thank you, Mom and Dad. Happy holidays.